You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Saturday Night Live star Pete Davidson is no longer scheduled to fly on the Blue Origin space flight later this month, which we have been pimping here for weeks. I have been so excited about his trip. Here's the thing, though. The reason is kind of weird. They were supposed to shoot him up in the big penis rocket on March 23rd, okay? They had to reschedule it for some unknown reason to March 29th. Now they put out a statement that says Pete Davidson is no longer able to join the crew on this mission as the honorary guest. So what has happened in those 6 days that has caused Pete Davidson not to be able to go up into space?
And the bigger question is, what could possibly prevent, be more important than this?
I was joking that maybe he had an all-staff meeting in SNL. He's like, I can't miss this. I got to get to it.
But come on.
Something happened, I think, over at Blue Origin where they're like, this might not be a good idea. This guy's kind of a troublemaker. Maybe we should bump this and then say he can't make it anymore. So I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
Deep down inside, I'm actually happy about this news.
Oh, really?
Personally. Just personally.
Just personally, yeah. You don't want Pete in space.
And it's funny you were talking about, hey, we've been pimping this all week.
We have.
We've also been pimping this thing about Dolly Parton and how she was nominated for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and then she came out and said, I'm going to withdraw. I don't want to be in there. Now, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has come back and said, it's too late. You can't take your name out of consideration. We've already sent out the ballots. Oh. So she might get elected to the Hall of Fame anyway.
Oh, my goodness. I'd rather see Dolly Parton take Pete's place on the pee-pee rocket. Yeah,
I would like to see her in weightless conditions and see what that does.
Stop it.
I mean, wouldn't everybody be curious about that? Men and women alike?
I think so. Yeah, I think so.
What happens to a woman's breasts in zero gravity?
Oh, my God.
I mean, really? What happens to male parts
in
zero gravity?
Essentially, they would float. You're going to be floating
that's
around.
That's what I'm saying.
But she's in like a jacket. You got pants on.
Well, I know, but I was just thinking in general.
You would, you weirdo.
It's just science.
Oh, my goodness.
Quit making it so sexual.
Yeah, you made it pervy science right now.
Well, science, look, you can call some elements of science pervy if you like,
but
it's all just biology. Not all of us are in fourth grade.
Well, you brought it up, dude.
Yes, and you twisted it.
Come on.
Come on yourself.
I just wanted Dolly Parton to sit there on the rocket, shoot her up. She sings a little song up there, and they fly back down. You're like, let's get her top off and see what happens in space. You're going to need some more fuel in that rocket.
I believe you can rewind the tape of this show, and you won't hear those words at all come out of my mouth.
I didn't say breasts. You said breasts.
Yes, you're like a fourth grader. If you say the word breast, you snicker.
Wonder what's going to happen to Dolly when she's up there.
I also said a guy's parts, too. What happens to those?
I just want her to go up there with a guitar and sing a little song. The coat of many colors.
What else is
speaking of the Amazon umbrella, they just closed $8.5 billion acquisition of MGM yesterday, the movie company. So that means your Amazon Prime Video is going to get a whole lot better now. They have access to 4,000 films and 17,000 TV shows now as
like,
part of this deal.
Such as?
Fan favorites is like RoboCop and Silence of the Lambs, Fargo.
Okay.
The biggies, I mean, if you're a James Bond fan, they're going to get all the James Bond movies, everything that has to do with Rocky. So you're going to get a lot of Sly
Rocky.
Stallone.
RoboCop and Rocky, and this is what we're getting excited about?
Yeah, $8.5 billion for Rocky? These movies aren't even that good.
Take that $8.5 billion and put it into new content.
Yeah. Which I think they're still really pushing the new content. Didn't they spend $1 billion on the Lord of the Rings thing that's coming out on
Amazon? I believe that's right.
Yeah. Anyway, this is going to prove to be a little bit of a headache for Netflix, Hulu, and HBO Max, because now they got some competition. Your bag of Doritos is trending this morning. Your bag of Doritos is about to get just a little bit lighter thanks to shrinkflation. Look it up. They're dropping the weight of the bags from 9.75 ounces to 9.25 ounces, which, beep boop bop boop, they did the math. That's about 5 chips, Dom. They're going to be taking out 5 chips,
man,
from each of your bag of Doritos. And they're going to be selling them at the same price. So That's
well, you know
on.
What? Look, if a person eats a bag of Doritos one a month,
yeah,
that's 60 Doritos over a year. Think of the weight savings.
It's
Americans
a lot.
Will be healthier because of this.
It's a lot. It reminds me of that call. Was it this week? Was it a call or an email to someone who, what were we talking about? Like the weird ways you eat food. And the person that wrote in that said they pulled the Dorito chip out of the bag and they inspect yeah. it and put the cheesiest side down on their tongue.
Correct.
Every time they eat the Dorito.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was so funny and legit.
You
really.
Know, psychologically, people are okay with smaller serving sizes more than they'd be okay with raising prices.
Yes.
So psychologically, that's why this is going on, because they could keep the bags the same and just bump it up, you know, a dime. People would
right,
lose their mind.
Right. Oh, and then if you're a fan of Wheat Thins, they say about 28 fewer crackers in your box of Wheat Thins coming to a store
that's
shelf
a
near you. That is a lot of crackers, actually. Speaking of eating, here's your Fat America, the Icy Company. Y'all like Icy's, don't you? I love a good Icy. They're turning their two iconic flavors into cookies. They're going to be like an Oreo-type cookie with the cream filling. One is going to be cherry, and the other is going to be blue raspberry, just like the flavors of the Icy. And don't we all pull the little straw out and eat the little with the little spoon on the end with the Icy? You ever
yes,
done that?
We all do.
We all
yes,
do
we
that,
all do.
Don't we?
Yes, we do.
If there's one thing in life we can all agree on, mm-hmm. it's using the little spoon on the end of an Icy straw.
And sucking that straw dry so that it makes that horrible...
Yeah.
And annoys everybody around you.
That's the fatal flaw with the spoon straw. You can't get the last little bit of liquid, you know, because it like right. taps out, you know, at the bottom. There's your science. All right, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Check out the goofy little video I posted this morning from a sweet little Italian lady. She says, put those scissors away. I'm going to show you how to open a bag of dried spaghetti.
It's classic.
You will open your spaghetti just like she does from here on out.
And never again in your life will you cut or try to tear the
ever,
spaghetti package.
Ever.
Ever.
Check it out. It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.